Psst, you didn't hear this from me, but Normal Gossip is back for a sixth season. Join host Kelsey McKinney as she shares the juiciest gossip from the real world. Each episode, she's joined by a special guest, and you might recognize a couple this season from the Radiotopia universe. Normal Gossip, named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, is out now on all your favorite podcast platforms. New episodes starting April 17th.
Babe, I think it's going to be a miracle if we get to Long Beach before 7.
Okay, well, this is typical.
Now, your parents may have to start without us.
Just turn on the traffic report.
Okay, but I can never understand those things. I feel like it's just gibberish.
Well, that's because you started driving at 30, Dan. 30. Turn on the traffic report. We're listening to the traffic report.
Okay.
Hello, Las Palmas. I'm Kit Summersby with your traffic report, Eyes on the Palm. Looks like we've got some major stop and go on the 405.
Yep, that's us for sure.
Bad news if you're headed to Long Beach. The 405 is backed up to the 101 towards the 305 on the eastbound 980.
Wait, what? So which highway should we take?
Shut up, Dan. You ride a fixed-gear bike.
Now, if you are headed north, south, then use the left fork on the Pacific I-90. Use the Pacific Islander left on the 490.
Wait, what did he say? Use the Pacific Islander?
And if you're headed south at all, or if you're headed upbound or throughward, take the Ponycorn Fjord on 405 Nouth.
Nouth? Is that even a direction?
I have seen you walk through a drive-thru, Dan.
Okay, I don't see how that's relevant.
Here's the takeaway, folks. If you are on the 405 headed to Long Beach, just remember this. There's a real jam packet on the beatway, so take the F and press McTunnel.
Did he just say McTunnel?
Dan, you human car seat. Listen to the damn report.
It's real cut and dry, folks. If you're on the 405 to Long Beach, pike the left Strom Thurmbound lowway toward the south upswitch 490.
So wait a second. He's saying we should take the Strom Thurmbound lowway?
Oh my God.
To repeat, if you don't want to be stuck in hours of traffic flack, it's a steeplechase on the wetbound Trickle 6.
What? I don't believe it. There is actually an exit for the Strom Thurmbound lowway.
Remember, friends, do not take the leafbound McTunnel.
Do not?
Dan, listen to the damn report!
But which exit?
Def and not pike the South Yarn Thurmbound tunnel, folks.
Do we take this exit?
Core wrong. Folks, I'm being told that just now on the southbound 405, there's been a horrible crabapple splash causing a 10-car pool pile and slop-and-stop tractor flags. Well, I'm Kit Summersby with the Traffic Report, and you are listening to The Truth.
Today on The Truth, we have something very special for you. Instead of one long story, this time we've made 5 very short pieces. You just heard the first one. There's 4 more to come, and we've kind of arranged them in like a little mixtape for you. I'm Jonathan Mitchell. Today on The Truth, it's Kerrunked. 5 sketches we made, especially for you.
So that's the proposed marketing plan for next year. I want to give everyone a chance to chime in with feedback before we move on to next steps. Amy, you want to kick things off?
Sure, Tom. First of all, thanks for sharing this with us. I know how much work has gone into this deck, and I found it incredibly helpful.
Very helpful.
It's such a great deck.
The diagram toward the end really crystallized the breadth of our strategic opportunities.
Oh, yeah, for me too.
Agreed.
Excellent. That's great to hear, everyone. I've made terrible career decisions.
What?
What?
What did you just say?
Just that it's great to hear you guys like the marketing plan.
Oh, sorry. I just thought you said something else.
Nope.
Okay. Well, in terms of feedback, my main concern would be making sure that all of our objectives are actionable from a budgetary standpoint. I really dread seeing each of you every day.
Oh, it's funny, Amy. I was actually going to say the same thing, but also add that we want to avoid a situation where we're allocating valuable resources to the wrong brand pillars. I can't feel my face when I say things like that.
Really good points, you guys. I'm going to add those to the deck.
Great.
But, sorry, isn't it also about aligning with our product team to better define our brand pillars first? I've snorted OxyContin twice during this meeting.
Yeah, we should absolutely set up a meeting with the product team to loop them into this. That is a great idea.
I'm so high right now.
Yeah, agreed. The brand pillars have been a bit of a moving target. Mm-hmm, we can't expect consumers to know who we are if we don't even know. I urinate in my fern a lot.
Yeah, I licked the bagels before I brought them in.
Right.
Let's not forget the important role that the competitive landscape plays in that discussion,
mm-hmm,
though,
right.
Because if we aren't careful, the marketplace will define us instead of the other way around. My pantsuit is on backwards.
Oh, and the cream cheese knife. I licked that, too.
Yeah, I haven't understood a single thing anyone said to me in 3 years.
Have you guys ever heard me crying in the bathroom?
I have.
Yes.
It's really loud.
Wasn't sure how thick the walls are.
I don't know what our company does.
We make software.
I knew it.
Oh. When I was a little girl, I used to ride horses.
That sounds nice. I haven't menstruated since I started working here.
Well, sometimes I think I'm smiling, but actually, I'm frowning.
You're smiling now?
Am I?
No, not really.
I have nightmares where I live here, like right here in this conference room. My bed's right over there.
In my nightmares, it's late, I'm at my desk, and the cleaning lady's coming through with her vacuum, and when I get a good look at her face, I see that she's actually me.
Cool.
And then she stabs me with her mop.
Can you stab someone with a mop?
Sure can.
I keep having this dream where I'm giving birth to our CEO, fully grown, suit, beard, the whole shebang. Then he tries to get up, but his legs buckle like a gooey newborn foal's.
Cool.
So gooey.
It takes me 2 hours to get here every day, and then 2 hours to get home. I mean, that's 4 hours a day. A third of my waking life.
I flipped over the vending machine last week. Now the Three Musketeers don't get stuck anymore.
I spend quite a lot of time in the supply closet making sticky note people. There are hundreds of them now. Soon they will rise and take back what is rightfully theirs.
That is so weird. I masturbate in that supply closet.
I know.
Me too.
I'm riding a horse right now. Whoa!
You guys hot? I'm so hot right now.
Crazy hot.
I'm so hot.
I gotta take my clothes off.
Y'all should. Let's all do it.
I'm gonna put a bagel under each armpit and see if it feels funny.
I bet it will.
Wow, yeah, it does. Oh. Hey, Eric, you know what?
Oh, what?
I don't like the way you're looking at me.
Me?
You see another Eric in here?
I thought this day would never come.
Fight! Give me your shirt. I have a lighter to Purell. Let me torch you on fire.
Make your face, you...
Finish him! Wait! Stop!
What is it?
Do you feel that? The reins of Alperon are upon us, just as it was written, as it was destined. Quickly, everyone on my horse, there isn't much time.
Where are we going?
To the castle.
To the castle!
To kill the queen!
How far will our journey take us?
A fortnight, perhaps, but I must warn you, we will pass through the forest of Ranuk. Many have died there.
Surely there's another way.
I'm leery of speaking of it, but there is one. We may summon Zorn, the Dark Prince of the North, but black magic comes with a price, a costly one.
These both sound like terrible options!
Get down! It's too late. I hear the footsteps of the Queen's Guard approaching.
Quickly, build cover.
Yes, build cover. There's still hope for us.
No, it's too late for me.
Eric!
Yeah!
Hey, sorry, but this room is booked at 3. Are you guys about finished? Why are the sprinklers going off? What happened to the table and the chairs and your clothes?
Did you mean the 3 p.m. Salesforce meeting?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm actually in that one.
Oh, me too.
Should be good. I heard the Q4 projections are finally in.
About time, right?
Yeah, that'll really help inform a lot of the things that we talked about here.
Absolutely.
Oh, good meeting, everybody.
Really good meeting.
Really good meeting.
Quiet.
Hi, Miss Kimmer's kindergarten.
Hello.
I'm Callie, and I'm going to play you a little song today. But first, I want to ask everybody a question, okay? So, who here has ever been afraid of anything? Raise your hand. Yeah, a lot of people. And look, a few of the grown-ups are even raising their hands too. Did you see that? Well, guess what? Everybody gets afraid of things sometimes, even grown-ups, yeah. So this is a song about keeping everything in perspective. You're supposed to close your eyes and not make a peep. Then something scary pops into your head, like the monster that might live under your bed. Just take a deep breath and acknowledge how you feel, and then just be glad that monsters aren't real. 'Cause you could be scared of a terrorist attack. A terrorist attack could kill you. They could bomb your city or crash your plane, and your life would never be the same again. But you don't have to worry about that, at least not until you're grown up. When you think you see a ghost in your room and you start to feel impending doom, and you hide yourself underneath the sheet and you get the shivers from your head to your feet, Just take a deep breath and acknowledge how you feel, and then just be glad that ghosts aren't real. 'Cause you could be scared of a brain aneurysm could kill you. 500,000 people die each year from what they just thought was a headache. But you don't have to worry about that, at least not until you're a grown-up. Did you know that 4 out of 7 ruptured brain aneurysm survivors are permanently disabled? And 25% of aneurysm cases are initially misdiagnosed at the hospital. Now that's scary, not a silly ghost. When you want to fall asleep but you don't think you can, 'cause you're pretty sure you saw Slender Man. And you definitely can't fall asleep anymore, 'cause there's a long shadow next to your door. You can take a deep breath and acknowledge how you feel, and then just be glad Slender Man's not real. 'Cause you could be scared of getting pushed in front of the subway, the oncoming train would kill you. It can happen to anyone completely at random, and the sharp train wheels would slice you in half. But you don't have to worry about that, at least not until you're a grown-up. Don't think about any of those things, 'cause you're just a kid. Good night. Oh no, don't cry, don't cry. Look, I only know one kid your age who died of a brain aneurysm. And he didn't even go to this school.
You've reached the voicemail of Dr. Wendell Kaiser-Fleischer. Please leave a message.
Hey, Dr. Kaiser-Fleischer, this is Stanley. I'm calling to reschedule our appointment for this Friday. I'm going to be out of town visiting my grandmother up in Poughkeepsie. So I guess I'll just call the office and try to plan something for 2 weeks from now. All right. Thank you so much, and I'll talk to you soon. Love you. Bye. No. No, 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 no. No.
You've reached the voicemail of Dr. Wendell Kaiser-Fleischer. Please leave a message.
Stanley here. I just wanted to call back. I didn't mean to say I love you back there. I was thinking about my grandmother, and it just kind of came out. Freudian slip. Okay, I'll call the office, and I'll see you in a few weeks. Thank you, and bye-bye. No! Ugh.
You've reached the voicemail of Dr. Wendell Kaiser-Fleischer. Please leave a message.
Stanley again. I didn't mean to say Freudian slip back there, because I think that would mean that I really did mean that I love you, which I don't. I do not love you. I don't love you. Bye. Heyo, Stanley here. I didn't mean to come off so harsh back there. I just wanted you to know that we have a professional relationship, and you know, I'm sure you've had many relationships, or I know you're married, so I know that that's a thing. I know you're divorced, and I guess I'm just a little weird when it comes to love because, you know, I never really got the love I kind of wanted from my mother. Did I have a sheltered childhood? Guilty! Yeah, I did. I mean, the first naked woman I saw was when I was 31 years old, and that was technically illegal. She should not have left her drapes open. I'm not a creep. I'm not a creep. I'm not. I'm really not. I value privacy. I respect that stuff. I voted for Edward Snowden. I'm sweating all over my body right now. But you don't need to know that. I know that we're I know that we're both going to be okay, you know, and we're both capable of love, but not, you know, we're not forced to love one another. So, thank you. And I look forward to you cleaning my teeth. See you soon. Bye. Okay. Whew. Hello?
It's Dr. Kaiser-Fleischer. I just got your message.
I am so sorry. Let me explain what happened.
It's okay. I love you too. Oh my God, it feels so good to get that off my chest.
Hey, hon, guess who I saw today? Rosemary's grandson.
Peter!
Yeah.
You don't say. Is he still studying at...
Brandeis, yes. He finally majored in...
elementary particle physics with his thesis on...
compositional linguistics, yeah.
Yeah. Does he still have that condition? That condition?
But where he can't stop snapping.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, hon, did you pick up the...
hemorrhoid cream. From the...
corner drug
store. Mm. Yeah.
Hun, what's a four-letter word for...
harmony?
Yeah.
Try...
sync. Yeah, that's it.
That reminds me. Guess what I'm...
thinking.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Me too.
Hun?
I already took it to the dry cleaners. Hey, hun? Would you pass the...
time intervening youth and death with a life partner who transcends the bounds of sexual intimacy?
Well, actually, I was going to say salt. Just kidding. It was the existential thing.
Hey, hun, you ever notice how we complete each other's... How we complete each other's...
Well, we love each other's, so we complete each other's.
For a full list of credits for this episode, please visit our website, thetruthpodcast.com. Traffic Report was written by Sarah Siskind. Good Meeting was written by Colin Nissen, and it was originally produced for the New Yorker Radio Hour. Special thanks to David Krasnow and Abe Carrillo. The Fear Song was written and performed by Becca Shaw. The Message was written by Willie Appleman and David Zaks. And We Complete Each Other's was written by Sarah Siskind. Special thanks to Magnet Theater, who offer classes and shows on improv, sketch, and storytelling in New York City. You can find out more at magnettheater.com. The Truth is a part of Radiotopia from PRX. Think of it like a mixtape of your favorite podcasts. Radiotopia from PRX is made possible with support from the Knight Foundation and by MailChimp, who celebrate creativity, chaos, and teamwork. Our associate producer is Carrie Kasten. Our intern is Shelby Alatmani. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth. Radiotopia.